Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here, and we are at Stouff's Coffee. I didn't know if it was Stouff's or Stouff's. Stouff's. But it's a new... we actually tried this coffee shop once before. It was in German Village. But it's pretty good coffee. I'm here with Gina and Wendell and Lacey and Dawn.
I like it a lot better this time.
And we're just hanging out. So I'm going to let you eavesdrop.
Do another one. Dawn, you need to get audio, boo.
Yeah, that's true.
To record stuff. It's fun.
Free.
Good memories.
Sighted people can take pictures, and us blind people and other sighted people make audio with people's permission.
Good memories.
Usually.
Yeah. It's cool. I actually started doing it on my computer now because a friend of mine helped me build a new computer, and have I been computer obsessed, honey?
Yes.
Well, it happens.
I have two though, but for entirely different reasons.
Yeah.
Boo number three. Sorry.
And he helped her, and he helped us reformat her computer.
Yeah.
He has. What did he say? He had a Galaxy Note 4.
I don't remember.
Well, the new Galaxy Note, but he has a peripheral for it, which is virtual reality goggles. You just plug your phone into it and then put it on, and you get into virtual. He showed me this thing. It's a short film. You put on the goggles and you see yourself being wheelchaired through a haunted insane asylum. It is one of the freakiest things. You look all around you. If you look down, you see yourself in the wheelchair. You look behind you, you see the guy pushing you in the wheelchair. And then you just look all around. There's these, like freaky entities just crawling all over the place.
Are there sounds in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why he had me plug in the headphones.
Oh,
and it's
And it's, really freaky?
Yeah. That kind of stuff can get addictive, because I've been thinking about it ever since.
If you were on acid and stuff and got into it, you might have had a bad trip.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely recommend being stone cold sober when you do that. I have the feeling, if I had had a buzz on from alcohol, I probably would have thrown up. Because, when I took the goggles off, I had to, reconnect my equilibrium. It was not...
Yeah, you did kind of sit there for a little while.
It was awesome, though.
You ever go to any Pink Floyd shows?
Yeah, I saw them in 94. I didn't even have to smoke. I got high just from the secondhand smoke.
What show?
Pink Floyd.
Oh. Cool.
I saw them at the Shoe.
Yeah.
And the song, Learn to Fly.
Which one?
Learn to Fly.
Yeah.
They had a guy laying in the hospital bed.
Yeah.
He had a big screen.
That'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
And the bed starts moving. He
wants
out of there,
I haven't done that in a while.
And the bed starts rolling, and it goes out of the room, and it's a real long hallway with double doors at the end.
Right.
And the hospital bed's going faster and faster.
I can't believe how freaking fast.
And when it breaks through the doors, the real one comes through the screen. There's a dummy on the bed on the wire.
Wow.
Right over your head.
Putting a ponytail on top of your head.
It's like something you're watching on TV.
I'm getting my cut next Friday.
Yeah.
I called Sarah, and I was like...
Have you ever seen Alice Cooper live?
No.
Hell of a show. Hell of a show.
She remembered Jeff.
Yeah.
Aww.
I saw him at the drag strip. He actually raced a monkey.
No, really?
Made an ape suit.
Yeah. Wow. He does a lot of stuff in his show.
She's cool. Yeah, she seems very nice.
He does a song called Feed My Frankenstein, and during the final chorus, he does this thing. He puts on a lab coat and the big neoprene gloves, pretends to electrocute himself, and then this guy in probably a 10-foot Frankenstein costume comes out and starts dancing with the band. It's awesome. And he did that when we saw him at with Motley Crue.
That was fun.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of concerts this year.
Yeah. We're going to see, there's three this month we're going to go see. Before, maybe. I don't know.
Are we going to that one tonight?
Did you want to?
I don't care.
I don't know. We'll see.
Me too, actually.
Around 8:30 or 9 o'clock. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah.
But,
House Fire Centers is local, so it's not you can't look them up individually.
Yeah.
It starts at 10, and that's while it would be cool. It's really?
Yeah.
You gotta work tomorrow.
So, Don has to pick up his check around 5. Do you guys want to meet back somewhere for dinner?
That's up to you.
That's up to you. What time is it? It is 4. Let's see. Well, did you want to do dinner, or did you want to...
If not, fine.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I am too.
As long as it's not, like, outlandishly expensive, I wouldn't say no. I'm all about people's financial situations.
Hmm.
But you, well, you know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What were you guys thinking for food?
Wendell could go to Hound Dogs before. Oh, she perked right up.
She did. He's like, what are you thinking about food? Wendell shook her ears.
She's like, I'll tell you what I think. I want some now. I want it now.
Look who she's laying by.
Oh, yeah, like.
She's laying on your. Yeah. She's a baby.
Why does she
meat.
Like me so much?
I don't know. Because you're likable. She's for real. Abandon me for you.
Most people would consider me a stubborn bitch before they would have an attitude.
So do I. Somebody the other day, because I said that Apple Watch is stupid, they said that I was, opinionated, bitter, and cynical.
Oh, wow.
Right? I'm like, y'all spend $400 on that shit, that's all you. If I had $400 for pleasure, I would not be buying a stupid Apple Watch, because you have to use your phone to use the stupid watch, the stupid 80s looking, disgusting swatch looking watch.
Yes. I know at the 6 Plus there's something called Apple Pay where you just hold your phone up to the... I can't get my phone to sync properly.
The what?
My 6 Plus.
To sync?
Through iTunes.
iTunes sucks. I love my phone, but iTunes sucks.
I'm looking for my case.
Hi.
Oh, I think I might be standing now.
What are you doing?
I'll leave this here. So
I'll guard it.
I will leave the rest of it too. I tried to tell you, but
he was off like a shot.
He took off on me.
They always say on an airplane, if it's going down, take care of yourself and then help somebody else.
I asked a flight attendant, would somebody take care of Wendell, and they said yeah. Hmm. I was genuinely curious about the question.
Yeah. Yeah, that Apple Watch is... Well, of course, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
One of the brothers.
Yeah.
So, how much time do we have?
I am having fun.
I have 2 minutes left. Yay.
I don't know how much time I've got.
You might be done.
Oh, and somebody's at the urinal, so I go in to take a piss in the toilet. It is so full of toilet paper. Yeah, it was like ridiculous. I'm not going to do that to somebody. I'm just waiting, you know?
Right.
The visit was at the urinal. I only had one hand. His arm was gone.
Wow.
I'm done doing it for a while. I have like a minute or something left.
Yeah, I believe Tuna Salon is a cool place to go.
That's cool.
You want to be up on campus, you know, learn hard everything.
Yeah. Wendell?
Now that she's gone to the bathroom, she's like, okay, back to you, Bob. And then when she comes back to sit down, it's
right.
Like...
It's never covered.
Nah, that's cool.
What happened?
Oh, this place called the Ugly Tuna Saluna.
Really?
Yeah.
It's upstairs. You ride escalators up to it, and they never have a cover charge.
Where's it at? Here?
On campus, on High Street, right like High and 13th. Somewhere.
Yeah, okay. I know where that
is. You like a lot of interesting places.
I know where that is.
The Ugly Tuna Saluna.
Yeah, it's right by the movie theater I go to sometimes, I think. The gateway.
On campus?
Yeah.
So like by Magnolia?
Maybe about a mile or two north.
Oh. Have you ever been to Magnolia, Don?
Magnolia.
I'm sorry, the inner 12-year-old had to come out.
Ugly Tuna, is that right up by there by the Gateway Theater? Mad Max
on High Street.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
She's like obsessed with you.
Right, 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 right.